Report: Saving Arizona PAC puts $3.7 million behind Republican Blake Masters. By Nick Gilbertson on October 27, 2022. The Saving Arizona Super PAC just spent $3.7 million to bolster Republican Blake Masters during the final stretch of his U.S. Senate race against Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, according to a report. As the Arizona Republic's Allison Steinbeck reported Wednesday, Saving Arizona purchased $3.7 million for advertisements that will target Kelly, while another $35,000 is going towards ads to boost Masters in the neck-and-neck contest. A poll released from the left-wing think tank Data for Progress on Wednesday showed the candidates tied. In a statement to the Arizona Republic, Zachary Henry, a spokesman for Masters' campaign, said that the ads will further expose Mark Kelly as a fraud and a hypocrite. Billionaire Peter Thiel, a mentor to Masters, contributed $15 million to Saving Arizona during the GOP primary, and the PAC spent big to help secure Masters the nomination. While CNN's Gabby Orr reported Tuesday that Thiel was contemplating a homestretch investment to aid Masters, it is unclear if this new ad buy was funded with any of Thiel's money, Steinbeck wrote. Saving Arizona's apparent big buy comes on the heels of a new anti-Kelly ad from MAGA Incorporated, former President Donald J. Trump's super PAC. The ad entitled Open Borders launched Wednesday and blasts Kelly for the crisis at the southern border. Watch. The Biden Democrats created the worst border crisis in American history, and they're lying through their teeth about it, states a narrator at the top of the video titled Open Borders. It then cuts to a clip of Vice President Kamala Harris hesitantly and falsely declaring that the border is secure. Mark Kelly voted with Biden nearly 100% of the time and surrendered our border to the cartels, the narrator continues. Now, fentanyl is pouring into Arizona, and overdose deaths are surging. Joe Biden, Mark Kelly, open borders, lost lives. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that just last month, there were more than 227,000 illegal migrant encounters at the southern border. In a statement to Breitbart News, Trump spokesman Taylor Budowich said that President Trump continues to make the case that Democrats and Joe Biden are responsible for America's decline. Their dismal record on the economy, being soft on crime, and allowing illegals and drugs across the border, combined with great Republican candidates endorsed by President Trump, will lead to big victories in 2022, he added. President Trump's efforts across the nation continue to energize Republicans and define Democrats ahead of a historic election where American politics will be reshaped once more thanks to the leadership and vision of President Trump.